You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
We take the mailbag to Sports Authority Field at Mile High this week. I'm Andrew Mason, standing in a place where there's a lot of Broncos history. Thanks for joining me, and we're going to start with someone who isn't yet a part of Broncos history, but a lot of fans may want him to be by this time next week. I'm talking, of course, about Memphis quarterback Paxton Lynch. This question from Mal Kamara. It seems Paxton Lynch would be the perfect fit for the Broncos. How likely is it that the Broncos will draft him? And if they trade up, how much would it cost and how far up would they have to go? Let's start with how far up. To guarantee a guy like Paxton Lynch, you might have to go as high as number 10, maybe even a bit higher, because you've got quarterbacks going 1-2 off the board. That's a near certainty after the trades this week. So you figure Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, they're gone. That leaves Paxton Lynch as the next quarterback. So if you really want him, if he is your target, you might have to go up a long way, and that might require 2 first-round picks, maybe a couple of second-round picks, maybe even a player involved as well. But let's say Paxton Lynch drops, and I think if you're talking about the Broncos getting Lynch, that's what you're looking at right now. Does he drop to around 15 or 20? At that point, that is where a trade becomes reasonable. Maybe if you get to like 15, 16, 17, 18, you're still talking about multiple first-round picks, but you're minimizing the damage of other picks. Maybe then you're only talking about adding a second-round pick. Maybe you're throwing in a player. You know, there's various things you can do with that. But if Paxton Lynch is still on the board at pick 15, then I think you're talking about a trade. But if he's taken before then the Broncos are going to look elsewhere. Chris Thole has a question about Broncos leadership, and he asks, now that Peyton Manning is gone, who do you feel will have to step into that leadership role? Well, defense is going to be pretty static from last year. You're losing Dane Trevathan, but Brandon Marshall is going to step up, and you know about the presence that DeMarcus Ware has. I think you'll see more leadership from Chris Harris Jr. as well. He's going to step forward. Maybe T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart. Those are guys that you could ask to be leaders. But on offense, start with the wide receivers, Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Those two are going to be asked to have leadership roles in a big way this year. That doesn't surprise me, and certainly they've proven worthy of it over the years. C.J. Anderson re-signed after the Broncos matched the Dolphins' restricted free agent tender. He's another guy who's going to be asked to step up as a leader. Matt Paradis at center. He's a guy who has some leadership qualities. And then, of course, whoever is the quarterback. Mark Sanchez, to his credit, is doing a great job showing leadership capability. Bringing Trevor Siemian and running backs and receivers and tight ends out to Orange County earlier this month. And now in the locker room, continuing to relate to players, watching film with his teammates. In a leadership void, Mark Sanchez has attempted to fill that. That certainly says a lot about the kind of person and player he is, and certainly says a lot about his intentions. He wants to be the starting quarterback. He's going to act like it. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, which of course will be during the 2016 NFL Draft, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.